Daryl, I guess looking at the close of our markets today here, grain and oil seeds down substantially. Just give us a little overview, your thoughts and take on what happened there today.
Well, I think we're continuing to have a fallout here with respect to turbulence in the financial markets, as we mentioned in the last market minute, Ray. And, of course, that issue is become even larger here since the last report that we did with the fall of another major investment house, Lehman Brothers.
Just the ramifications, the overall fallout of that is kind of influencing things here then, Daryl?
Well, there's definitely a flight to security, of course, right now. You know, people are concerned about investments, you know, throughout the entire marketplace, so in the financial sector as well as the commodity sector. So a large amount of this investment capital that has been flowing into the grain markets, of course, has been leaving, and we see further evidence of that again in today's session.
Daryl, what about the decision today by the Federal U.S. Reserve not to change interest rates? Did that play into what we saw in the markets today?
Very much so. Consensus this morning was that the Fed was going to cut rates by a quarter point to increase liquidity in the financial system and to sort of give a signal here of some sense of further, you know, efforts being made by the federal authorities to stabilize the situation. But we actually held the rates steady. So this morning, the bond markets yesterday, the bond and treasury markets rallied sharply in advance of this announcement today, only to find out that the status quo policy decision remains, and that is to hold rates steady at 2%.
Is that a surprise, considering the U.S. economy, the struggles they're having? I mean, there was the expectation that those rates needed to come down to kind of get things rolling there.
Well, it's a surprise from that standpoint, but when we look at the macro situation in a global sense here, Ray, there also is concerns about inflation, which we have talked about on a number of broadcasts in the past. And this decision today would seem to indicate that the Fed has decided that the financial problems are roughly balanced with concerns for inflation, so it made a decision, and it was a unanimous decision to hold the rate steady.
So as we watch things going forward here, Daryl, was today's drop a one-day reaction to this, or is this going to have a lasting impact?
Well, I would say that we are, you know, have changed the trend in these markets from, you know, a very high level of exuberance, you know, and money, of course, you know, following things that were kind of, you know, deemed to be in demand, but now that demand has weakened off quite considerably. So I don't believe that this issue is finished with yet, Ray, that we could be involved with some weakness in the overall economy and the markets for several months to come.
Harvest pressure doesn't help out this situation either, Daryl?
No, because we didn't really get any weather issues to upset the harvest. And, of course, you know, good weather at harvest time is welcome. But that was kind of propping up the grain market somewhat here a couple of weeks ago with concerns with the late planting and a potential for an early frost event. But we haven't had that to date. Harvest is moving ahead quite normally, particularly here in Canada. So, again, there was no weather issues to drive markets higher here.
Daryl, longer term, the odd thing I read is that global demand still going to be quite strong for grains and oil seeds right through 2008, 2009 here. So will we see a bottoming of this anytime soon here?
Well, I don't look for a bottoming here in the short run into harvest here, Ray. I think we'll still continue to be under pressure. But if we can get some stability and some in these financial sectors, will not have any more surprises of further houses, you know, going bankrupt and further mergers in order to shore up weak balance sheets, then I think that will be a sign of the marketplace bottoming out here. But right now it seems as though we're still in that pattern and will continue to be so for the foreseeable future. If you need any further information, contact Daryl at 1-800-277-9524 or visit the website keystonetrading.com Market Minute.